to call the order of the planning commission board of adjustment meeting for October 28th, 2025. Call the order to roll call.
Fred.
Bob.
And Gary.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda? We have a public hearing, conditional use application 2025 for the installation of a ground-mounted solar energy system within the agriculture zoning district. The subject property is located at 16611 Pine Street. Property ID number is 22350519. The applicant is True North Solar, and the owner is John and Rebecca Perkinoff. And with that, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. The applicant tonight is seeking a conditional use permit for the installation and placement of a 16.8 kilowatt DC ground-mounted solar array. The total footprint of this array will be 840 square feet. Renewable energy systems aren't allowed use within the agricultural land use distance with, or sorry, district with a conditional use permit. If you have any questions, the applicant and the property owners are here tonight, and I will help answer any questions that I may have or that I can answer.
I guess my only question is he here from any adjoining property owner?
No, we received no comment.
Okay.
And I have no questions. No, I have no questions.
Any comments from the public? Looks pretty straightforward to me.
And they've been through it before.
This is number two.
Want to go through the finding of the facts?
For a conditional use permit, we don't need to.
You can
just accept a motion based on the findings of facts. If you want to go through them, I'd be happy to go through them with you, but we don't need to answer any questions
okay.
like we do for the variance.
Great, that sounds good.
Well, then I'd like to make a motion to approve a conditional use permit 20-25 with the 13 findings of fact and the one staff recommendation.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. All right.
Done deal.
Thanks for all the information you provided.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Almost makes me want to go out and design my own.
Well, so I'm their son here. I work for True North Solar. So if you guys want to be solar, it is.
You're the guy. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, good. Open forum. I'm going to get a chance to read over the minutes from September 23rd of 2025. And if there's no additions or deletions to the minutes,
a motion for that.
Ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
And I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approved. New business. All right. No new business. Old business. Variance application 16-25 for the construction of an addition to an existing dwelling not meeting the OHW setbacks. Subject property is located at 43327 County Road 136. Property ID number is 22120553. Applicant and owner is Daniel and Melinda Holt.
Thank you, Chair Stancer. A public hearing was held for this variance request last month, the Tuesday, September 3rd, 23rd, regular Planning Commission Board of Adjustment meeting. The Board of Adjustments tabled the application to allow for additional information regarding alternatives for placement of the addition. The proposed new location has been provided in this packet. You should have a copy of that. It's also up here in color, so you can kind of see that. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. I've also prepared additional findings, so you can read through those, and those are the questions that we will need to go through. With their new proposal, it does show that they meet that 75-foot setback Definitely, and they even meet, for the majority of the project, they even meet that 100-foot setback. So the only encroachment would be on that breezeway and how they choose to connect that to their home. We did rediscover that the certificate of survey shows that I think a 35-foot setback from the road. That's incorrect. They just need a 10-foot. It's a private road. So they do have the flexibility to move that structure there. Do you have anything that you wish to share? Feel free if you want to step up to the podium. And,
if you don't mind?
Yep.
I don't know whether you're going to be able to see it. I thought it was pretty much what I did too. So just maybe a little bit larger. I don't know if anybody want to see this. As far as I move, we were asked to move it or entertain the idea of putting it back behind the existing cabin, which is what we showed after having a meeting with our architect too. So as far as I know, it meets all the setbacks. The question I have though is whether this has to be enclosed for an addition or if that can be two separate buildings. And the question I had for you, actually you brought it up, mm-hmm. was that if it is not an enclosement from the new building to the old building, is that this would end up being classified as a cottage, not a living space?
Well, it needs to be connected, or we need to revamp your variance request.
That's
to
what I was wondering.
Yes, and then last time we spoke, it was my understanding that you wanted to connect them, so we didn't need to change the variance request. So are you thinking now you don't want them connected?
My question is it my choice to connect them or not connect them, or is it because...
So if you connect it, it's just part of your house, and we don't need to follow the shoreland rules for the minimum requirement. Well, the maximum, you can only have 700 square feet of livable space in a guest cottage.
If we chose not to connect it, then we'd have to get a variance for the
Livable space, and once again, there's no guarantee you'd get that.
That's true. So would that be the same variance? Would that have to be a separate variance?
It would have to be a separate variance because it was never noticed.
Okay.
Yep, and because that we would have to notice your neighbors that would be the variance request because the DNR may comment on that one. Right now, the DNR was only noticed that this is going to be an addition to your home.
Yeah.
And so that's what this variance request was about.
Okay.
But as long as it's attached, then you have no... you can build your home, how many bedrooms you want, and you can have more than 700 square feet above that secondary.
Right.
But it does need to be combined. So it needs to have like a covered breezeway or a covered area or a screen porch or an entryway or something to connect.
That answers my question.
Okay, and that's still what you want to do, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Yep.
That's what I would recommend if I were doing it.
What's that?
Connecting them.
Oh, yeah.
The covered breezeway or whatever.
Yep.
Yep.
Bethany, number 5 of the septic system. Do you want to readdress that or just refresh everybody's?
Yeah, so that will just be part of the verification on the conditions. It is recommended. There's a condition that says the compliance inspection, verifying compliance and sizing shall be submitted prior to issuing any land use permits. It's kind of one of those, it goes without saying, they have to make sure that their septic is sized appropriately for the amount of bedrooms. They do have a shared drain field, so they'll just have to make sure that it is sized to accommodate everything. Yeah, and worst case scenario, it would have to be expanded, and I don't know in what way, but that would be.
Yeah, we've already talked to Martin Joyce about
okay.
that.
You did. Excellent. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Well, should we go through the staff findings starting at number 8? I'm assuming you did not hear from the DNR.
I did not. And I noticed them again, letting them know that we tabled it last month and then it would be back, and I did not hear anything from DNR. Yep. So number 8, will granting the variance put property to use in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance? Now, is this for both of the ordinance requests? The request, because this will be for the addition in that 75-foot setback and then the house. Remember, we're going to go back and for the house as well. So it's a two-part. Did you want to handle those separately or did you want to handle that together?
I think together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So yes, the applicant is proposing to continue the use of the property as a single-family residential dwelling.
Yes.
Does the property have unique circumstances that were not created by the landowner? Yes, the property was thought to be legally developed with a 75-foot OHW setback. The certificate of survey that was submitted with the prior land use permit application showed setbacks of 75 feet from the tributary stream. In good faith, the applicant and the city both thought that setbacks had been met. Setbacks for tributary streams are 100 feet, making the existing structure a nonconformity. Additionally, the placement of the septic tanks in the dwelling have limited the available area for an addition. If the variance is granted, will the essential character of the locality remain consistent? Yes, constructing the addition will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The improvement will be visible from the lake. However, the proposed addition is in keeping with the general character and use.
Yes.
Will the variance, if granted, be consistent with the comprehensive plan and be in harmony with the purpose and intent of the City of Empty Lakes ordinances? Yes, the request, with conditions, is consistent with the purpose and intent of the zoning ordinance and the following goal in the comprehensive plan that states to preserve the natural character and environmental quality of the lakeshore and still allow reasonable use for property owners and the public.
Yes.
And has the variance request been made based on reasons other than economic considerations?
Yes.
All right, and then the staff recommendations for the conditions are that all construction be in substantial conformance with the presented plan as shown. Deviations from this presented plan will require modified approval by the Planning Commission. Two, a stormwater management plan to include a shoreline buffer to be submitted for approval and implementation by the completion of the project or the expiration of the permit, whichever sooner. Side note on that, they already have a beautiful shoreline buffer. So that's already in place. And three, a compliance inspection verifying the compliance and sizing shall be submitted prior to issuing any land use permits.
Okay. Any questions, comments amongst the board?
I'll make a motion to approve variance application 16-25 with the 12 findings of fact and the three staff recommendations.
Okay, Fred. I'll second that.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
I'll contact you on Friday just to go over next steps.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Council liaison report. Gary, or?
Well, I think that. Well, the only thing I have to report is the council voted against giving that money back on that variance for the, I don't recall the name of the folks up on North Eagle there. You know, you had requested that we refund their variance money, and Bethany went through all of the, you know, that variance money is used to pay for everything, and they didn't request it either. You know, that was asked by you guys for us, and we voted against it. I just didn't think that was a good idea.
Okay.
And then I just, to kind of follow up on what I had to say last month, this is exactly the outcome I wanted to see from these types of meetings with the people coming back with a better plan. So you guys did great tonight, and thank you. I guess you weren't here last month.
I wasn't here. I was down in Rochester.
And I would like to just mention that I'm kind of a black sheep in this program because, you know, there were no rules in 1955, and I'm 10 feet off the shoreline, and I like to give applicants opportunities, you know, so.
But with that being said, we have rules that we need to follow, and that's...
Well, I agree with the rules that they set forward now, you know, but like I said, we approve most variances.
Absolutely, I think...
we restrict them with conditions, you know.
Right.
And that's, I think, a really good plan.
I think it is, but we have to protect our lakes, and these rules are in place to protect our lakes. You know, in 1955, this was quite a different area, and at that time, we had a lot of shady things going on. People used to run their septics into the lakes and things like that. We've advanced since then, and these rules are put in place to prevent these things from happening. I mean, I've been on job sites where the neighbor is fertilizing right on the shoreline. This has been a number of years ago, but through education and that sort of thing, we're now looking at things in a different manner to save and preserve what we have, because the way things were in 55, our lakes wouldn't be in good shape right now if we continued that.
We were good stewards. We had an outhouse until 1999.
Well, there's one place that I think of very often about that. It was I had done work on it, an outing, and it was on the lake. And it was always such a beautiful, beautiful growth of weeds out in front of this old resort. And I had done work there, and they wanted to do something, so, they needed to get a request, septic compliance, and they decided against it. I asked the homeowner, where is the septic here? Because I've got a good eye for that. I see things when I'm on a job site, and he says, I don't know. He says, I bought this place in 1968. And I thought, boy, and I noticed how nicely the weeds for years had grown in front of there. And now that place is sold and those weeds no longer exist. If you're sitting at the restaurant there in the channel, look directly across at that brand new house over there, because those weeds used to extend much further out into that bay than they do now. So I think I know where his septic was going.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all I have to say about that.
PNC Administrator's Report, Stephanie.
Yes, I approved the 45th permit today for the year. I think things are winding down. I think there'll be a couple more septic permits. But other than that, I think we're pretty much wrapped up on the construction season this year. I did grant an extension on a permit that was issued in April of 2024. The property owner has still not been able to construct the home. His spouse passed away this last summer. He still wants to continue and plans on building the home, but it won't be done by April of next year. So he did ask for an extension. The ordinance does allow for an administrative just review and with good cause to grant that extension, so I did. And so that will be issued. And
is that on the hot box?
I believe it is.
It is.
Yeah, Girls Lake.
I've noticed that, and I haven't been on the lake now for a few weeks, but that's the place that they put in those concrete steps and those big boulders and stuff, and then they planted, and it looked to me like most of what they planted had died, but there has been no activity there, and there's a lot of greenery on that bank now, vegetation.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did say that he was going to allow that, and so I think that portion is all taken care of.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he hasn't been able to build the house. It was a project that was very personal for him, and mm-hmm. he wants to continue doing it, but he just asked for that extension, so I went ahead and granted that. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything for me? Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I don't think so.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Gary, just so you know,